These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending June 5th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Dropbox launched a private beta of a new password manager on Android called Dropbox Passwords. The app lets users create unique passwords, store them online, and sync across devices using zero-knowledge encryption, giving only users access to the stored passwords. Google's threat analysis group announced it had recently identified phishing attacks against personal email accounts of staffers from both President Trump's and former Vice President Biden's campaigns. Google sent a warning to the targeted campaign staffers and alerted federal law enforcement officials about the attempted cyber attack. The attacks against the Biden campaign staffers appeared to originate in China, and the attacks against the Trump campaign staffers appeared to originate in Iran. The messaging app Signal announced its next update on iOS and Android will offer a dedicated face blurring option in its image editor. The feature can automatically scan for faces using an on-device system library, and users can also trace over faces if it fails to detect a face. Signal says all image processing will be done on the device. The Brave browser announced it reached 15.4 million monthly active users in May. Daily active users reached 5.3 million. Brave offers private ads and reported more than 1,500 total ad campaigns with a 9% click-through rate. The industry average click-through is 2%. Google's incognito mode protects users from cookie settings and other data like history being saved locally. It does not protect users from websites seeing information needed to display web pages like IP addresses. This information may be stored by the website you are visiting as part of Google's own analytics service. Google warns you when you open an incognito page that your data may still be visible to websites you visit, your employer or school, and your ISP. Some feel this is not clear enough, and a class action lawsuit has been filed against Google in California, seeking $5 billion in damages for intentionally deceiving consumers. On Zoom's earnings call, CEO Eric Yuan said true end-to-end encryption will only roll out for paid users of Zoom. Zoom previously described its service as having end-to-end encryption, though it actually provided transport encryption, which protects the calls, but leaves the possibility that Zoom could see the data if it wanted to. That kind of lesser encryption will remain for free accounts. Yuan said the stronger end-to-end encryption would not be provided to free users because the company wants, quote, to work together with the FBI, with local law enforcement, in case people use Zoom for a bad purpose. Zoom advisor Alex Stamos clarified that organizations on a free business plan like schools will also get end-to-end encryption. Apple released iOS 13.5.1 to the public Monday following last month's release of iOS 13.5, which the company says provides important security updates, including a patch for the vulnerability used by the Uncover jailbreak. Apple also released watchOS 6.2.6, iPadOS 13.5.1, and updates to HomePod and Apple TV. Chief Technology Officer of the United States Michael Kratsios announced the U.S. will join the rest of the G7 in the Global Partnership on AI, which studies and provides recommendations on responsible AI development to companies and governments. The U.S. will outline its involvement with the organization at a meeting of G7 science ministers on June 4th. According to Kratsios, the group will establish shared democratic principles as a counter to China's attempt to shape international standards on facial recognition and surveillance. Finally, Apple paid a $100,000 bug bounty to security researcher Bhavik Jain after disclosing a serious bug with sign-in with Apple. The service lets users hide their email from third parties, which creates a JSON web token that includes the user-specific Apple email ID for that service. Jain found that he could request these web tokens for any Apple email ID, which would let an attacker forge a web token by linking any email ID to it and gaining access to the victim's account. Jain says Apple patched the vulnerability and found no evidence that the bug was exploited in the wild. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.